And once you get up into Blackface Mountain, you can get into areas that are just downright dangerous. Again, with slow pups like mine going steadily upstream, no problem. But coming back down, it's next to impossible, and certainly with a snow machine. And people on a Tour Pass travel through here routinely. I don't know how they do it. And they did in the old days with the dog teams. And they were much zippier dog teams than I ever had. And they went, I mean, this is the route. Going down to the where Erne Creek hits the North Fork and going back up to Ula. Holy Moses. I'm sure you probably travel up and down here. And sometimes you get some little bit of snow traction here, but sometimes it's just ice. And this was a nice spot. Usually you're just like that. Bill can tell you, smack into rocks.
Yeah. Oh, horrible. Yeah, my dad, he said, like Bill's father used to deliver mail back in the 20s. He said, come out and you tie on to, you know, Ferris Ice Bridge Street, cut it down and tie it behind the sled and drag it to a slow them down.
Really? Not just rough lock, but also just drag.
It's like, not putting on the sides of stags on the, yeah. I mean, the chains on the runners, but he put the tie on his wrist.
And then he lighted on fire just for the show.
Yeah, moving faster.
Okay, that's all I had. Just to tell you, I preferred to travel in the driveway. Yeah. Anyway.
That's the future.
I was going to comment about descending that kind of ice. I steer for the wettest places. If there's wet, it's got slush on it, and I steer for that for traction to get some braking action. I steer for little snow clumps and stuff like that, and then just calculate your ping pong effect.
They were best there. You also had those pressure bulbs you were talking about, big ones. And when we went up the first time, it was no snow, and some of the bigger teams coming behind me, they were halfway up and they'd go slide back down. I had to try it two or three times to get up.